Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
All right. Welcome, welcome. I'm Don Fish with Geek Vibes Nation. Here with Sadiq Saunderson, Zoli Grizz. You know, we're talking the third final season of Wu-Tang and American Saga on Hulu. I'm kind of sad. I'm really sad that this is the last season. But this is a great way to kick off Black History Month. So my first question is going to go to Sadiq. After the first two seasons, how is Ghostface feeling about you portraying him on screen?
I got the green light. You know what I'm saying? He came to set season three. This was actually his first time being on set. He came. Okay. Nobody told me he was coming. He just kind of, I was walking, you know, out from my trailer and somebody's like, yo, Ghost is on set. I was like, what? And this is when I had to perform one of his verses for this episode. So I was already just like, damn. I met him before in the past and stuff like that. And we had chopped it up. We had conversations over the phone. But he was on set and I remember being like, yo, like, if you got anything, you know, you want me to change, let me know if anything I can do better. And he was like, nah, son, like, everybody love you. Just keep doing what the fuck you doing. I was like, I did it.
That's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for. So once he said that, I was like, oh, I can send this project up, you know, out into the world, into the universe, and just kind of feel really confident in what I've done. And I did before, but it's always nice to get that sign and stamp of approval from the OG. So
word. And Zoli, you two are kind of like, Shuri and Ghost are kind of like this star-crossed lovers, kind of Romeo and Juliet type vibe going on. What's it like to kind of be in this world that's gritty, but kind of bring like the humanity and show people that like everybody in this world isn't this hardened person all the time?
Yeah, because I mean, they're not. Like, the guys are well-rounded human beings, you know? And I think that having the sister around or the girlfriend or maybe even the baby, like, it just gets to show the softer side to the guys and what it's like when they're not in the studio and they're not on stage and they're not performing, you know, all those things. It's like they were having intimate times with their ladies or just, you know, themselves to reflect and be other people that you don't get to see. And it's like, those were the moments that allowed them to be able to sit in the studio and like write verses and think and come together when they were having arguments with their brothers. Like, just, they're well-versed people. So it's nice to show the diversity of the guys and not just be like, oh, they was hotheads and they was flashy and all that. Like, nah, they were, you know, they did a little bit of everything. Like, Ghost is also a father. He's a good dad. So
right.
Yeah, he can do it all.
What's it been like? I'll start with you, Sadiq. What's it been like kind of, you've been living in this nostalgic era, you know, 90s always been like the golden era of hip hop. That's the era that everybody loves. What's it been like to like live in this bubble for these past couple years?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I mean, it's been amazing. I think I'm a 90s baby. So, you know, I kind of got it. And I'm from Brooklyn. So it's like I was raised in this world and, you know, influenced by, you know, my pops telling stories about, you know, growing up here, my pops telling specific stories and my mom talking about how she was at this concert or that, you know, so it's like, it's kind of ingrained in my DNA. So to be able to just live it and, you know, put on the Avericks coat or, you know, like the Timbs and the Wallabies and, you know, just kind of really getting the vibe of it all has been amazing. I feel like a lot of my life is influenced by the culture of the 90s, specifically in New York. And so to be able to live it for 3 years and to go from, you know, just kind of regular bubble vests and into like this like Versace robes and shit, you know, like really like elevate has been dope. Like I don't really know many other shows that you get to see people really evolve, like go from two extremes and into like this lavish kind of lifestyle, which is really dope, you know.
Right. It's only the same for you. I know you're from LA, so you had to go into this NY culture, and it's completely different from LA. So how was it for you?
It is. I want to say thank you to everybody from New York, because y'all welcome me with open arms. Like New York is crazy, but Brooklyn specifically, like I got mad love for Brooklyn, Staten Island, like just everybody. I love just being able to literally walk around and like submerge myself in the city. And I'm so grateful to have people like Sadiq and Marcus and so many other castmates who were from Brooklyn and got to show me, and we would hang out and just have a good time. I'm a 90s baby as well, but I wanted to be like a teenager in the 90s so badly. So I'm so grateful that we got to work with such amazing people that helped bring those time periods together, and then hang out with people who are from the city. Like we had a great time recreating these moments, and it really did feel like we were back in the 90s for certain scenes and moments, like especially concert timepieces blew my mind. So I'm so grateful I was a part of something so iconic.
And lastly, and I'll stick with you, Zoli, and then go to you, Sadiq. What can the fans expect from Shuri in this season?
They can expect a grown woman. That's what they can expect.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it cool with that.
I think for season 3. You know, they can expect a Ghostface Killer. You know what I'm saying? I think season 1, I was Dennis, D Lover. You know, I still got people on the street like, yo, D Lover. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I haven't heard it in such a long time. But I think this is when you really see kind of the evolution to the full stop of like, nah, this is Ghostface Killer. This is who he is. This is that persona and living in that, the broadness of all that is. So you can see that, you can expect that, and you can expect a lot of music and, yeah, just a lot of story, for real.
Yeah, I saw the first episodes. I loved it. I can't wait to see the last two. But we do have to wrap. So everyone, please check out Wu-Tang and American Saga, premiering on Hulu on February 15th. Wu Wednesday, you know what I mean? So keep it on, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you.
Too.